Welcome everyone to Escaped Reality Podcast with Justine
and Geneva. Hello friends, we're here. Bravo. Man.
You know, I feel bad. I should have been watching Married to Medicine from the get, because every time I do watch it, I really enjoy it. Yeah. And it's like, I used to watch it.
I don't know why I'm not now.
Everyone raves about it. I feel like stupid.
Gem. I know. I watched a lot of it, but for some reason, maybe like two seasons ago, I kind of stopped, and then I just like haven't gone back. I don't know why.
I feel like a jerk. Yeah.
Yeah. I just Bravo. Okay. This Beverly Hills episode, I was enthralled. I thought it was fascinating.
Captivating. I think this is some of the best Housewives.
It's just to see, like, there's something about watching these women, like when they were in the shop and they locked the door and then the other ones walked by, like that kind of shit.
I loved it.
It was wild. I thought it was fun.
Yeah. Okay. Then Kathy is a lunatic. Them walking around the ice is making me nervous in the streets. Kyle, I don't care. I love dogs. I always will have a dog to the day I die. Yeah. I love that my house feels empty without a dog. But I don't agree with dog culture of bringing your dog in where people are eating, where people don't want. Everybody Especially doesn't want dog. A dog.
Is that not the same dog that was eating everyone's food, like when they were in Palm Springs? Like that dog is not trained. I mean, you're bringing it in.
If it's legitimately a caretaking dog or whatever they say, then that's fine, whatever. But that's too big and it's hairy. You know, like, and people have allergies, and I don't know. It's crazy.
It reminds me of like when we were 22 and my roommate Munch got a puppy like out of the blue, and then we're like taking this dog with us to the bars, and it's like wasted. You know, it's like it's like that kind of behavior. It feels like a young dog owner, like just taking the dog everywhere because, like, we're going to the bar, and so are you. Like him, the dog passed out in the bar. I was like, this poor dog just wants to go home.
I guess I don't feel bad about a dog in a bar. I feel bad. Like maybe
you don't want a dog around your food.
I have an issue with food in grocery stores.
Okay.
Yeah. A bar, people. I have more of a problem with the baby being in a bar. Like, grow the fuck up. Get a babysitter. You don't need your baby in a bar. I don't even care if it's a bar /grill.
Breweries have become like the excuse to like, ooh, it's a brewery that kids can run around. And meanwhile, they're like,
daddy can get shit faced and drive home with one eye open. Okay. My quick rundown before we get into Beverly Hills of Southern Charm. Have you watched Southern Charm at all? Have you completely given it up? Okay. Lisa, this is for you, baby girl. All right. So the Southern Charm, I feel, has lost its charm. Patricia, to me, is unwatchable. She's becoming more of a focal point. Craig is in there eating, spilling wine on $25,000 chairs, breaking chairs. I love it every second of him trashing her house.
That's great.
When you're complaining about buying $25,000 chairs, it's just obnoxious. Shep has turned a corner where he's such a loser. It's just not as fun anymore. Catherine has lost. She's never going to get it right. She's lost her kids pretty much. It seems like it's depressing to watch her. I do enjoy Paige and what's her face? Craig's ex-girlfriend.
Naomi.
I do enjoy them kind of going at it. Paige kind of acts like she's Tony Soprano and she's going to whoop some ass. But
I think
the show, it's hard to focus on.
Well, there's just a shelf life for these shows because it's just like Shaw's. Shaw's was great, and then it wasn't because at a certain point, the hate becomes too deep. There's so much shit that's happened that it's just like it's like you said, it loses its charm and like it becomes hard to watch and kind of sad. And you're like, who are these people? And it always goes left. It always does. You always have to call it. Like you have to.
Can Vanderpump Rules come back?
No.
Not even with I've never liked Katie more than when she's been divorced. So I'll give it a shot. But Jax Taylor. Well, that show is probably dead. Yeah. I mean, there's probably no bringing it back.
It's dead in its current iteration. Yeah. I just think that people would think of how people idolize like shows like The Hills and like these stupid, even though we know they're fake, people, there's podcasts where people are rewatching every episode and enthralled.
I know.
It's because it was short, succinct, it told a story and it ended, and you have something you can look back on like fondly. When something's around too long, like and Southern Charm, it becomes a drag. And then you don't even remember what you liked about it, you know?
Yeah, the Southern Charm, these people are just kind of annoying. Craig is, I feel like he's bullied from all the, I feel like everyone's really jealous of him. And they would purge him if they had the chance. Shep, if there was a real purge, Shep would murder Craig in the purge.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I'm good on Southern Charm. All right. Any other programming notes for the
Paris
audience?
The Paris girlfriend show is cute.
It's cute. I didn't watch episode two yet. I was wondering. I didn't think we were talking about
it.
So
I watched it. But I will. But yeah, it's cute. I like these girls. They're smart and go-getters and they do seem like they're friends and they're cool. They seem cool.
There's a show on Apple called Bad Sisters. People may like it's set in Ireland. It's kind of like Big Little Liesy. It's fun. There's like five
script
episodes
or
out.
Real.
No, it's scripted. It's kind of focused around like a group of sisters and.
Oh,
like,
I was wondering, did you watch Married at First Sight yet? I didn't mean to be so rude about it. I'm sorry.
I haven't.
I'm sure a lot of people like it. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And Tyler is so fucking annoying. All he wants to watch, he's like, something's mentally wrong with him. I put on that show, the Ryan Reynolds and my It's Always Sunny Mac show.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's very interesting, but I just don't know if I'll have the time in life to watch it. Tyler was like, I want to laugh. I don't want to watch this. I want to laugh. And so he ruins it for me. Something's wrong with him. He always wants, he doesn't want to watch 30
minute episodes. You can watch it on your phone, you know? Yeah. It's good. I like it.
I think it's a nice idea.
Right.
It'd be fun if they were in a sitcom together.
Yeah.
Tyler doesn't consider Ryan Reynolds as a comedian. I want to push him off a cliff. If Ryan
I wouldn't
Reynolds
call him a comedian, but I would call him a comedic actor. He's not a comedian.
Okay. All
he's
right.
A comedy actor. He's not a comedian.
Tyler says he's pretty much just an actor and that his best reprises Deadpool. I would say Deadpool is just his commercial, but he's more of a happy-go-lucky, fun-time guy than a Marvel, right?
Yeah,
or I don't know if it's
comedy
Marvel,
actor, but Deadpool is supposed to be funny, I think. I've never watched it.
Oh, it's real funny.
Yeah.
But it's not funny at all.
He's supposed to be like a funny.
I let Warner watch it. My mom pretty much mom shamed me after. I let him watch it when he was like 4 years old and really fucked his brain up.
Oh, I meant to tell you this because I remember
my mom's like, what's wrong with you?
My Dorian let Sterling watch the live action Jungle Book.
The one that I watched.
The one who texts me and he's like,
it was good though, right?
He's like, Jungle Book's scary. I'm like, are you letting him watch the actual one? He's like, he's really scared. I'm like, turn it off. He can't be watching this shit.
The animals are ripping things apart. I feel like I remember. That's so funny.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. All right. Let's get into it. All right. Beverly Hills. Yeah. I don't know. I loved the entire episode. I love that we're
top
seeing
to bottom.
The true Kathy. We're seeing it. It's elevating. It's becoming visible. The text. It's I love that. The end of the episode is everything for me.
So she's flipping out at the end and we want to know why. I love how she's wearing these casual clothes and she might not get into this stupid bar.
I know. I love that. I think that was, I loved the whole episode, but watching Kathy, like watching the dynamic between, Kyle and Kathy, and then watching Kathy flip out over the tequila, and she's like legit pissed. Like, I don't know. I found it hilarious where she's walking around fucking Kendall Jenner's 818. Fucking like, I just that cracked me up. I loved it.
I love how the Kardashians are and the Jenners are involved. And is it her tequila? I thought that it was just her family was kind of lightly investing in it. She's acting
I think it's like her product.
What is enough? I mean, you have freaking Hilton hotels. You need a tequila.
What's with the alcohol shit right now? Everybody has an alcohol. Who gives a fuck? What happened to the days of just like you had six choices, which was like Jose Cuervo, Patron. That was it for tequila. You weren't like, we didn't have 75 options. It was really like, I mean, unless you were into it, you know.
I love Lisa Rinna though. It's very sweet. It's very sweet.
She's like completely. ignoring watching
everyone
her, like,
hates
unravel.
Serena, but I didn't hate her this episode.
I mean, I think it's, she plays both sides like super heavy. Beautiful. Like, the way when she walked into the pizza parlor, just like, I'm just here, guys. I'm
in
here.
Red coat.
Wasted. Yeah, red coat all fucked up. I mean,
hugging Erica, and Erica's like, I'm, what did she say? I'm
just still hot as hell.
Without prejudice. She really, I mean,
there's like the Erica's delusion is one thing. But the fact that I would expect it from Diana, because Diana is probably a trash person, but like, I was actually a little surprised. Dorit really was letting her say some crazy shit and not saying anything. Like, they allow her to, like, where Dorit, like, pretty much was like, there's two sides. Like, later on,
fighting
in the episode,
with Crystal.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. It's like, what? The fog is getting to your brain too. I don't understand this. It's wild.
It is putting, I don't think the show can go on with Erica, because it's putting these women in, it's kind of like, if you're on the show with Erica at this point, you kind of agree with her.
If you're Dorit in this episode, you're aligned, you're showing your allegiance to Erica after maybe, I don't know, one of the most disgusting displays of like inhumanity we've ever seen on television. You know what
and
I mean? Like,
Kyle pretty much is just on board with it. So she pretty much said at the end that she does feel bad. She kind of said that, but she just can't show. I'm not giving her any, I still think she's a garbage person. I truly believe she knew things were somewhat a little wonky. You know,
she is going full bore.
I know.
It's not about the innocence. It's about the lack of empathy. I mean, the innocence is obviously a question, right? But like, let's say she's innocent. That doesn't make her behavior okay. That's still gross.
Well, is she so scared that if she shows any empathy that she will show responsibility?
That's guilt? No. You could say, I literally knew nothing, but regardless of that, whatever happened here, it's a tragedy. And I feel for those people. That's not an admittance of guilt.
I think she could ask a lawyer.
Yeah, she could ask a lawyer. What's the way that I could say this in a way that's legally safe? I guarantee you they provide language.
Trust any lawyer. What if they make a mistake? I would keep, I think the only way to stay safe is to keep your fucking mouth shut and stay off TV. And the second you're on the TV, if you don't, you're bound to go get your, you're in trouble.
And just the boldness to like wear the earrings in the episode and then be like, oh, you know, these are my earrings until they're not. It's like, wow. But just like, she's showing you, she's, her ass is out.
Oh,
she's showing us.
And the way 100%. That, and it's crazy how I feel bad, but she is very sharp and she is very calculated. So she's very criminal-esque, the way that she is going after poor Crystal, who is just a nice woman who's sees that this lady is a scumbag and is trying to say like, hey, you know, I think show that she doesn't align with Erica and her beliefs, and Erica just pummels her.
Yeah, I guess
you can't
like,
go up.
I don't...
You can't go toe to toe with Erica. Erica, she blasts everybody.
Yeah, I don't know why Crystal did that. Honestly,
there's no winning move. And there's nobody stands up for her. Garcelle doesn't say shit.
That's,
nobody.
That's the craziest part, is they all just sit there like letting this like bullshit spew out of Erica's mouth. It's wild. Even like Kyle, so upset, and then was just like, you know, with friends, I hate fighting. So it's like, it's okay. It's like, is it okay? It is not.
What if Erica was... like, everybody feels even worse for Jenshaw, and Jenshaw pled guilty. Erica has always been this cold, icy bitch. What if Erica was a really nice person who ended up getting bamboozled? I wonder how we would all think, but I guess they would say that they have empathy. It's just the way that Erica's gone about it. And it's just wild. She is such a psychopath with the earrings, just. It's sick. And those earrings can cost $1.3 million. A stupid little rock. Isn't that weird how a diamonds can be worth that much?
I know. They don't even look that great, honestly.
No, they look stupid.
Watching the three of them, like Diana, Erica, and Dorit, I was just like,
Dorit belongs in that group.
And they seemed like they were a crew. That's what I was going to say. They seemed like they belonged together. And I was like, damn, Dorit, like, just...
She's right in there with them.
Yeah, she's right there. And the way they're all walking, talking about how much money they're spending on shit, and just like the, yeah, there was like a, again, after the display you saw from Erica the night before, at minimum, you check your friend and say, like, you can, like, that was horrible. You can't do that again. You don't just like all of a sudden
be around
like,
him.
Yeah, everybody. No, I'd be like, you got to get your shit together.
After hearing someone say, it's about me. And just the way how psychotic
like,
she is.
At the mouth. You know what I mean? Like, her behavior was wild.
You know, she probably didn't. I guess maybe no, maybe he really did keep it the way that she is pleading her innocence. I guess, you know, I'll stop saying I think she's guilty, but it's just the whole situation. Then so she got dismissed without prejudice or whatever that means in Chicago. But so then did she just win that same case that got moved to California that they were saying was moved to California to be refiled? Is that what she just won that was all over a couple weeks ago?
Oh, do you think? Idea. Maybe. I have no idea.
Just last episode, I wanted to bring up how Kathy told Kyle to stop cussing. I thought that was so funny. I'm still thinking about it.
They hate each other.
But that hat shop.
I can't wait to see this all fall apart.
At first, it makes sense that there's a private party and that's why they're all getting shit-faced and acting like it's a bar in there. But they're in there just acting crazy.
Yeah.
And
I don't know.
Let me think what else. When did Maurice become Mo? He's just straight up Mo. They don't even say over Maurice, Mauricio, Mo. He's obnoxious. Him and Kyle are. I don't know when I've turned on him.
Yeah, that's interesting. I haven't turned on him. I don't
he
mind.
Bugs me.
I liked him kind of stepping in for our friendship. It's like there is a when he was like, you love each other and you and then they hugged and it was like, you guys were literally nothing has been resolved. You just let a man come in and tell you to calm down and you guys like gave it up. That was weird.
Even Lisa Rinna, who's supposed to be Erica's best friend in this show, was pretty much was with Kyle all day. And Dorit, who's supposed to be her best friend, just pretty much shit all over her. It should have been swapped. Lisa Rinna should have been where Dorit was.
Yeah,
I think it showed a lot about their real friendship.
It did. It did. It was fascinating.
Since when are Dorit and Erica best friends for life?
And her helping her pack up all her shit, like escaping in the middle of the night. That was
it's rude.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I
love Kathy, though. I can't wait. And Kathy's saying, I just want to be comfortable. She's going to wear these pajama set. She's a kook.
She is.
She's fun to watch. I really
hope this is a long season, but they are. I will give like the pacing. While it's like there's been some shit you could cut, it's great that there like continues to be shit like the end of this episode leading into next week.
I love the Aspen backdrop. I love it all.
Yeah, they're still in Aspen. It's like a seventh episode now.
Sheree, I don't know why she was even invited. It must have been one of those things where they're like, oh,
she's
you may be a
housewife, I think, or something. Yeah, she's like a friend,
but then she didn't make it. Or they just cut her out.
That's exactly what happened, I think.
They brought her in barely, as Garcelle's friend. And
barely sure.
Diana donated like $100,000 to the victims of the Lion Air crash.
I saw
that. Did you see that?
Yeah.
And you know, whatever. It's nice that she did that. Publicity, whatever. At least the people get some money out of it. But it shows that she wants to spit in Erica's face, really, right? Supposedly,
but they just
Dorit,
let her say shit and don't
Lisa
say anything.
Lisa Rinna was like, they're saying that Lisa Rinna is done with the show, that she was the one behind the bots to Garcelle's kid.
Oh, damn. That'd be wild.
And that the guy behind the bots did come out and say Lisa hired him.
Ooh.
But we don't know what the whole truth is.
Maybe the reunion will tell
us. I really judge Andy Cohen and Bravo for having Erica on Watch What Happens Live again.
Yeah, I saw
they're
she was
putting
on
her
night,
in the
right?
forefront, the shining horse star, and she's really a dirtbag.
Yeah, she is. She really is.
You're right. Even if she's not guilty, the way that she's acting, that's sickening.
It is. It's gross. Did you watch the Atlanta reunion?
No.
Okay, I did.
Oh,
don't
God
really
bless
have
your
any
soul.
Thoughts.
Oh, I saw the shirts. That was funny. The shirt prices.
Somebody made their dresses. Obviously, like everybody had a dress made by the same designer.
Oh, that's
all
nice.
Bad. all bad. Like, particularly whatever they did to Sonia was like an offense. Her dress was, you just have to look at it. It was hideous. It was like half of it was like a sheer panel, but it just looked like Project Runway when they eliminate you. Like, that was the vibe. They tried with all the colors the same, but it was distracting how horrible they all were.
They like should really have bad. The designer at least come out though and try to get him some yes, press, credit. Right?
Yeah. Maybe it was bad.
Because what's the point?
Yeah. Yeah, that's
it is funny. She by Sheree, the these shirts prices are unbelievable.
Oh, ridiculous. $235 for a jumpsuit set. I'm not paying that for anything.
If she was smart, she would
for a sweatsuit.
You should be in Target or even Walmart. No, I'm not even joking about Walmart.
No,
Walmart,
it should be you a can low make price good point money. And yes, people be wearing that shit left, right, and center. If you're buying it from Shein and it's $300, something has gone left in the pricing.
Just it's a ridiculous money grab craziness.
Yeah. The website's up. I looked, it's there, but
and these t-shirts that say, "Who are gonna check me, boo?" It's like there's no real creativity.
But I guarantee you can buy that on Etsy for $12.
Yeah.
Like, I know somebody's making that. Yeah.
It's funny. All right.
Okay. So that's all we're talking really, right? BH?
Because we didn't. Great episode. It will go down in history. Loved it.
It was compelling.
Below Deck.
I'm watching it. The boat's great. That's all I really have to say. That's, yeah.
And there's really nothing happened. What's happened to Below Deck? What did we used to talk about?
I don't know. I think it was, again, like we've talked about, it was like the central characters weaving us through the story, like Kate, the chef, Rachel. Yeah. It's not.
There were there was sexual chemistry, tension. Mm-hmm. There was, there was things that were built upon.
Intrigue.
Yeah. Right. Oh, you know what? Yeah. I think the Below Deck Adventure or whatever's coming up looks like that'll be fun to talk about. I'm going to give that a good shot. That looks like a refresh that they needed to do.
We'll give it a good shot. I like that. You sound like our dad.
We'll give it a good go.
We'll give it an effort.
All right, I feel bad. I want to love Bravo like I did 10 years ago. I don't want to shit on it. And that's why we're not covering Southern Charm, because I don't want to shit on Patricia. Right. I can't stand Patricia. Oh, I want to give a shout out to people. Okay. Usually if you leave us an asked review, and it's directed at me, you know, it does hurt my feelings, but whatever. That's what we say. You know, I talk shit about people. I deserve it. But what was funny was Corona resident. You probably aren't listening, but if you are, God bless you. I'm not even sure how I found these two dumb dumbs. Do not waste your time. They are just stupid in capital letters.
I love that.
That was a funny one.
That was great. And I also love that they're from Corona, because I could say some things, but I love the region. I think that was great. I saw that last night. That cracked me up.
I wonder what we said to piss them off. Yeah.
I wonder too. We love it. All right, guys. We'll be back before you know it.
Leave us a review. If you hate us, leave us 5 stars.
Yeah.
Give 100,000 to our fund.
All right. We'll be back.